The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, is gearing up to host its 11th annual Small Business Exposition and Conference Thursday, May 16 from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. The event is geared towards enhancing sustainable and consistent development of micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, in Jamaica.
There's a hunger out there for good information. Persons are looking to get into business in a serious kind of way because they see opportunities. So because of that hunger, we see persons really flocking to events like this.
JBDC Deputy CEO Harold Davis says MSMEs are expected to benefit from the dissection of the hidden parts of the business anatomy at this year's staging.
What we have done is made a parallel between how the body works and how our business works. And what we are doing is exploring the parts that people don't speak of and which are critical to the functioning of your business.
These hidden parts to be explored by industry experts include the entrepreneurial mindset, corporate governance, building the right team, and legal obligations. Mr. Davis says as an entrepreneur, a specific state of mind that is focused, driven, innovative, and willing to take calculated risks and accept the realities of change and uncertainty is the brain that will create solutions for problems. Corporate governance, or the nervous system of a business, ensures that you balance the interests of the company's stakeholders with a system of rules, practices, procedures, or processes.
We align that with the need for businesses to look at the structure of their business, the structure of the formalization of their operations, how it is that their stakeholders see them to basically do business in our sphere and internationally.
Building the right team is at the heart of the entrepreneurial journey, as no man is an island. Legal obligations, or the immune system, acts as the company's defense.
Persons need to understand how it is that they relate to the law and how the law relates to them. What are their obligations and what are their rights? How to draft up a basic contract and issues like that.
This year's expo will feature 45 exhibitors from various sectors, including financing and investments, the public sector, law, marketing, research, IT and telecommunications, training and capacity building, as well as small business owners.
So when you come to the expo as a small business person, as a person who is in business, an entrepreneur or somebody who's thinking of getting into business, right there at one place, you'll have all of the resources that are available to you in Jamaica at your fingertips.
Among the small business owners will be persons who successfully completed JBDC's inaugural accelerator program in November 2017.
That program has been very successful. The 16 entrepreneurs were recently on show at the JEA Expo and did extremely well. Persons were just gobbling up what they had to offer, literally, and not to mention the orders that they were able to write.
Patrons will also have a chance to interact with exhibitors and other business owners. Keynote speaker will be entrepreneur and politician Senator Damian Crawford.
Senator Damian Crawford will be speaking in his capacity as an innovative entrepreneur who has gone into business recently and has been able to do very well in an area which is relatively unique to and relatively uncharted before in Jamaica, the whole business of liquid eggs. So he will be talking about his journey. The regular admission price is $1,500. There's a VIP admission, which includes coffee break, etc., for $3,000. If you're a student with ID, you only pay $1,000 for this wealth of information and exposure and networking opportunity. We're looking forward to seeing entrepreneurs, partners, stakeholders, corporate partners come and check it out, because it is the place to be.
Deputy CEO of the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, Harold Davis. For more information on the upcoming Small Business Expo and Conference, call the JBDC at 876-928-51615 or visit jbdc.net.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.